KI-4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChute portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagChute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagChute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had several folks use the pre-check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those, and then we'll go over to see if we've got any echo leak stations. Hey, good evening, KA3JCA. That's Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, and his sweet bride, KA4JCA. That's Miss Sally, and their daughter, KA4ACL. That's Miss Ashley. And K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville. And KM4JWP, Mr. Bryan, up there in Rutherfordton. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride in 4IEI, Miss Isla. They're at Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andy in Simpsonville. And W4DF, Mr. Don over in Bowling Springs. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben in Simpsonville. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack over in Greenville. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there at Brown Summit. And N4ASW, Mr. Tony in Asheville. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill in Anderson. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. And KO4CEF, that's Mr. Andrew in Inman. And KO4RAX, that's Mr. Jim in Dacusville. And K4AFT, that's Mr. Michael in Central. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard, over in Greenville. Appreciate all of you fine folks being with us tonight using the pre-check-in function of the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. I don't have any echo leak stations at this time, so we'll go straight on over to the RF check-ins. Beginning with Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
DOS. Kilo, Kilo, 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo, 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo, Mike, 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to my sweet bride, K3JOY. That's my wife, Joy. She's in the other room. And KK4FTU, that's Mr. Richard. He's at work tonight. He checked in with me earlier, asked me if I would check him in on the radio. So I got him in the log. Also like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing real well. And KO4NNH, Mr. Fred out there on the mobile, probably headed to work tonight. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us, Fred. You be careful out there on the mobile and don't work too hard tonight. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Check in Mike down here in Hartwell on the lake, KQ4CHR. That's KQ4CHR. Mike down here in Hartwell.
DOS. Check in. Out of turn. Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4WZM. Name is Daniel. Location tonight is Simpsonville for now. About to mobile back towards Traveler's Rest. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and all on the net. 73, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KG4CHR. Mr. Mike down there at Lake Hartwell. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Hope you're doing well. And KJ4WZM, Mr. Daniel, down there in Simpsonville, fixing to be mobile, headed back towards Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Daniel. You be careful out there on the mobile, headed home. Let's move on up now to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty and more. No traffic, no comments.
DOS, please check in. Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. This KD4, SRR, Robert. I've got my motor running. I'm sitting at the QT. And I'll have a little bit of comment later on, if I may, please, and thank you.
DOS. Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman, no traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
4 DOS. Again, KO4 QLD. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WU2T, Mr. Rusty over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. Hope you're doing well. And KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, down there at the QT in Clinton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Hope you're doing well. And WN4S, that's Mr. Chris. He's over in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Let's try Echo Link stations. I got Echo Link station up. We'll try Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, good evening, Gary. If you will, check in KA4, people 4, pop me to yourself, all on the net, no traffic, no queue, to Miss Joy, Boris, and I just want to pass it on to you that we are planning on having our ham fest again. Getting our ham fest started back up again next year, Gary.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and Joy said to tell you hello. She was walking by the ham shack, and she heard you check in. She said, tell Stephen and Jennifer I said hello. And that's good news. I hope that it works out that Greenwood has their ham fest in January. That's always a real nice little ham fest, and I really enjoy coming down there to it. You keep us informed, Stephen. I do appreciate you. Let's go back up to the alphabet now, the Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Check in KC4SKD, Larry. And also KG4AHS, Rhonda. Both Measley. Check us in and out tonight. Good evening, everybody.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Like to say good evening to KC4SKD, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KG4AHS, Miss Rhonda. Neighbors of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello and enjoyed our short QSO this afternoon. Hope all y'all are doing well. Let's move up now to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. My name is Tommy. I'm down here in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
Tommy, it sounds like you got that group all to yourself so far. K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform Through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Bro. And Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
That would like to say good evening to the mayor of Waz, W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over there in the land of Waz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt, via text message on the phone over here. He is taking his little sabbatical, so I'll be calling the net for him tomorrow night. So we got him in the log. Alrighty, let's see who else now. Let's move on up now to the Alpha through Delta, to the front of the alphabet, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Saudi Juliet Whiskey, Roland and Pickens, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Mike 4. Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. That last station, you were breaking in and out of the repeater. You were just barely breaking a squelch. If you're mobile, move around a little bit on HT, move around a little bit, get the height of your S meter, and try it again to get you in the line. Didn't have any audio, you were just breaking a squelch. Like W4DJW, Mr. Dave over there in here. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Amy we said hello. And Dave, I just wanted you to know that I got that transceiver fixed today. When I put the faceplate back on, it actually clicked. And everything locked into place, so it's working like new. I just thought you might be interested. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KC2DQV. That's Mr. Bob. He's down there in Gray Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Hope you're doing well. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland. He's over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. Hope you're doing well. and KM4BLH. That's Mr. Kurt, and he's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Come on up to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And Gary, thank you for calling the net, and tell Miss Joy we say hello.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Casey 4EZN, and Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative to negative tonight. Thanks.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. You are sounding really, really good tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, the door prize winner tonight up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Harry. Hope you're doing well, and you won the door prize. You made number 50 on my log so far tonight. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move on up to the patient group for a Wednesday night, and that's India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Juliet Foxtrot, I'm still Jim in Simpsonville, no traffic, but I have an adjustment to make on the swap net. Over.
DOS. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Say 73s for each one of you.
Gary, please check in Joe, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Delta, in Greer, in and out this evening. Over.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4JF, Mr. Jim, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. I'll be back to you to get your updated on your swap net items in just a little bit. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4JFO, that's Mr. James. He's up there in Tuxedo, top of the mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And KK4JD, Mr. Joe, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Okay, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. I just marked me negative and negative, but I'll stick around for the swap net. 7-3.
Say good evening to KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in, Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
KOS. KOS, please check in, Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo, Charlie, 1 in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listen, 73.
KOS. Gary, completely missed my turn. Please check in. Kilo number 4, Charlie, Hotel Yankee, KN4, CHY, Keenan, Seneca, negative.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry.
And his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And WA4KC, that's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Call sounds like we got everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had one gentleman that would like to update his listings, and then we'll see if there's any others. K4JF, Mr. Jim, what can we do for you tonight, Jim?
K4DS, K4JF. I'm thinking if someone, now concerning the K2S450, if we can arrange for someone to pick it up, or I can meet up with them somewhere in the area, and I don't have to ship it or haul it to a ham fest, I will cut the price to $400.
If we can find somebody in the area that would like to own a TS450, that's a Kenwood TS450 SAT. That's got the built-in antenna to her, in case you don't know that. If they're in the area and you don't have to ship it, you will drop the price to $400, correct?
That's correct, Gary. Thank you. K4JF.
We got it down. We got it relisted. not relisted, but we've changed the price on that. Dropped it to $400. Goodbye on that radio. That's a nice radio. Does anyone need any fields on this Kenwood TS450 that Jim just dropped a price on? Right now, Jim, but I'll read the rest of those off in just a few minutes. But I do appreciate you letting me know about that, and hopefully somebody in the area will take that off of your hands and have them a nice station as well. Do we have anyone else with anything they would like to add or anything else I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS got a deletion. Yeah, this is KD4SRR. You can take the looking for the tuner deal off. I got one coming in. I found one. Now, it might go back on if this thing's broke, but should be here by Friday, and then I will know. So we can go ahead and delete it from now. And I do appreciate you running the ad.
We'll remove it for the time being. And if something happens and it does not work out, let me know and we'll put her back on there again. And I've still got this tri-band mobile antenna that you were looking for. So whenever you get ready for it, just let me know, okay?
Roger that. I didn't mean to leave you in the lurch on that. And I do appreciate it. I just ain't had a chance to go to Pickens County recently, but I will be there soon, maybe early next month and maybe before.
You'll work it out one way or the other, not a problem. But I just want to let you know I've still got it. Anything else there, Robert?
Good. Part of my comment later on is on checking an SWR meter to see if it's accurate or if I got a problem with my Yazoo.
And we'll get to that in just a little bit. Anyone else with anything they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. Start the reading of the SwapNet book. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in and out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. KG4JI, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net, 73.
Like say good evening. KG4JIA, Mr. Dennis up there in Gaffney.
Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. Hope you're doing well and hope business is slow. I still remember what kind of business you're in up there, young man. My hat's off to you. You take care and stay safe. All righty, it's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. Let's see here. The first item we got up on the swap net book tonight, let me make sure I'm on the right page, is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2300H. That's a 2-meter mobile transceiver with a HM133V hand mic. He would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS830S. That's an HF transceiver. He has a Kenwood MC50 desk mic and a Kenwood SP230 external speaker, and he would like $500 for all of it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT747. HF transceiver, he would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Heathkit SB200 amplifier. It has just been rebuilt. Everything in it is working as it should. And he would like $675 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Heathkit antenna tuner. This antenna tuner matches the SB200 amplifier. And he would like $190 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Tentec 509 Argonaut. That's a QRP transceiver. And he would like $190 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Tentec 538 Jupiter. He would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
Ouch.
Item up is for sale. It's a Motorola XTS5000. That's a VHF HT with a charger. He would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM241A. That's a 2-meter transceiver. It's in good condition in the box with the accessories and the manual. He would like $110 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. A fellow has a pair of 49 megahertz hands-free communicators. He said they work well and they are in good condition and in the original boxes. And he would like $45 for them. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS830 manual. He's got the manual for a Kenwood TS830, and he would like $10 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
For DOS, what was that? He sold it for $10. I caught the tail end of it. It's a KD4SR.
A Kenwood manual for a TS830.
Well, I don't need it right now, but it's nice of him to offer it.
Hey, buddy. I'm glad that we got that straight. It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the swap net book is got a fellow looking for a Kenwood R5000 receiver in excellent condition. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Rig Expert AA35 Zoom HF Antenna Analyzer. This thing is like brand new in the box, and he would like $175 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The item we got on the swap net tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT991A with the Mars mod. It has a DTMF MH36E8J microphone that goes with that particular transceiver. It has a portable excuse me, a portable 0991EB, side rails with it. It's got the original boxes, the manuals, and all the other stuff that comes with it. It's in perfect condition, and they would like $1,300 for it. Does anyone need any fails? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. And folks, that is not all the items that are on the SwapNet. There is a SwapNet page on the brars.cc website. To find it, if you'll go to hobbies, there'll be a drop-down box, and you'll go down to SwapNet, and when you get to that, you go to the bottom of the page, and it will say, see current listings. If you'll click on that, you'll see about 53 or 54 items that are actually on the SwapNet. Just to let you know, in case you might be looking for something else that I did not read out tonight. The list is getting kind of long. Some of this stuff is old because it came from Silent Keys. And we're trying to sell that for the widows, for the Silent Keys, and that sort of stuff. But if you choose to go look at everything that's on the SwapNet, that's where you can find it. All righty, do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in N0TR. This is Tom. That's November 0 Tango Romeo. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and Joy and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Yes. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. QTH is Campobello. Please also check in my wife. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. She was out for comments, and I have no traffic tonight, Gary. Thank you for calling the net tonight, sir.
Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey, KN4TZW. It's Gabriel. I'm in Hendersonville. No traffic, no comment. Just appreciate you calling the net.
Charlie 4, Alpha X-Ray Yankee, Earl in Greenwood. Just check me in and out, Gary.
U.S. N4, ATB, November 4, Alpha Tango Bravo, John and Travelers Rest.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad, and his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. They're over there in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. I hope you're doing well. And KN4TZW, Mr. Gabriel, up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. I hope you're doing well. And KC4AXY, Mr. Earl, down there in Greenwood. Earl, I hadn't talked to you in a long time there, young man. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us tonight. Come back as often as you can. You know we'd love to have you. Also like to say good evening to N4ATB. That's Mr. John up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS.
Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee David, and my wife Marie, Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray. We're in southern Greenville County, a little area called Possum Kingdom. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
SKI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KF4NXY, Mr. David, and his sweet bride, AF4SX, Miss Marie, down there in Possum Kingdom. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, David. I tell Miss Marie we said hello. I know exactly where Possum Kingdom is, David. You don't know any Tinsley's down that way, do you? Okay, and no, that's not a problem. He lives down there in Possum Kingdom, and yeah, of course Possum Kingdom takes up a good bit of property down that way. And I went one year down there. I can't remember the guy's name now. He's got that big old dairy farm down there, Trantham, I believe it is. Went down to his place and got me some stuff to put on my garden, and my garden just went crazy that year.
Got a good dairy farm down here, not too far away, and they got some great ice cream and some of the greatest milk products that you can buy.
Yeah, about that, there, young man. We'll have to get on here and talk about that one of these days soon. Maybe I catch you on during the day, and we'll carry on with it. But got you in the lot. Again, I appreciate you taking the time to check in with us and tell your sweet bride we said hello. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before start to rag you, call KI4DOS. Go down here and see who's first up on a nice, clean, shiny, dry stuff. That's Mr. Russell. Here's the parking spot with the D.E. Robert, what have you been up to today there, young man?
Much of nothing, and for some reason you dropped out in power there for some reason. You fell down there about 20-30 dB. I'm just throwing that number out there. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but you might want to check a connection to see what went on.
Yeah, I'll do some checking around. Robert, does it come back up?
Come back up, it's just got a little bit of static in the background. Well, anyway, I bought me a vintage, new old stock, SWR power meter. Says it'll do 3.5 to 30 megahertz. Well, actually 150 megahertz. So I said, okay, I'll use it on 2 meters then. That's cool. So I put it on the national simplex frequency on the Yazoo and calibrated this never been used meter, a Lafayette 29-BR549. I don't know what it was, but anyway, never been used. And I expect it to be 100% accurate, but, you know, close. Well, anyway, I set it up where how they say to do it and to test your SWR. So I put in and I check it, and it's okay on 5 watts.
Here you go, Robert. You said that meter was okay on 5 watts, and then you dropped out completely.
Let's try it again. Here, let's see if it works a little better. Anyway, it was okay on 5 watts, about a 1.2, 10 watts, about a 1.1, and then I got to 30 watts, and it was about a 1.6. I said, yeah, it's a little higher than it ought to be. Let me see how bad it's going to be on full power. I'll let it drop for a second. On 80 watts, and the darn thing's back down to 1.2. Or maybe even 1.1. So I don't know what it is with 30. But anyway, so I go ahead and check the power. And so I put it on 5 watts and adjust the little meter, you know, the way they tell you to do it. And it was putting out about 4. I went, Then I put it on 10, and I was putting out about 11. Well, I put it on 30, and I was putting out 40. And when I put it on 80, I let it drop for a second. It's 104. I went, have mercy. So I went back and checked it all again, and what I'm using, I was using LMR 400 or MPD 400 for the outside line. I just paid $20 for a jumper. They sure are proud of LMR 400. So I had the best cable
So my question is, do I have a fluky meter? Or could this actually be what my Yamaha is, my Yazoo is doing?
Well, let me back up just a little bit there, Robert. You're using it's a Lafayette meter. And are you using it on HF or are you using it on 2 meters?
Well, I just set it up for 2 meters because that was easiest. I'll get to HF in a minute.
I was asking, some of those older meters, they said that they would do, you know, work 2 meters, but they did not work 2 meters very well. In my shack here and the stuff that I've got, normally when I go up in power, my SWR goes up as well on all of my antennas, all I've checked, I haven't checked them in a long time, so I don't know other than that. But the meter is probably pretty well accurate. You know, it's just sampling portions of your entire signal. It's not taking the whole signal when it, you know, especially when you're checking SWR. You know, it's seeing how much is coming back down the lines, back to the meter and to the transceiver. So they're relatively accurate, but I kind of take those with a grain of salt. I put my antenna analyzer on one of my antennas, the one I just built, and it was SWR was a little high, and I got out my old grid dip meter that I've had forever and put it on there, and the antenna was a little short. So I lengthened the antenna and got me a real good dip on that grid dip meter and put the antenna analyzer back on it. And lo and behold, it really changed. So, a lot of it depends on test equipment. A lot of it depends on conditions. who knows? Power consumption, just all kinds of different things. Over.
Roger, that sounds like I need to find me a grid dip meter. Because if I get a VNA, the only problem with them is you can't run no high power through them. You'll blow them to kingdom come. So how much, I'm sitting down, obviously, how much would a grid dip meter cost in $2022?
No earthly idea. I have had this meter. It's about as old as I am. Not quite, but it's getting close. It's an old thing. And Robert, to be honest with you, I haven't looked on anywhere to see if you can even buy them anymore.
No, I've had dibs on a MFJ. You know, Mighty Fine Jump, 249. Antenna analyzer, but those had all kind of problems with them, and the guy sounded a little, he sounded shady, so I didn't get that one, and I don't know if I can afford a rig expert, but, you know, maybe I'm just going to have to break down, spend the money again. Well, you ask about HF, and of course, I'm not trying to do anything except a little bit on 10 meters, and I haven't been able to get nothing yet with my wire that's flung across the yard and strung this way and strung that way. I did get some 20 and 40, but I didn't even try it on 10. So I did apply a little power to get 10 meters today. I did get nothing. So I thought, what the heck? I've got an old...
Robert, I don't know if I'm talking or you talking or we're both talking at the same time, but you dropped out again, and I got everything up to what the heck, and then you dropped out. Back with us? Here's our RKI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. You back? I lost Mr. Robert for the time being, unless I'm not getting anything. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Fleet Kilo Juliet 4, Zulu Whiskey Alpha. My name is Fleet, and I am in Traveler's Rest tonight. I will be negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KJ4ZWA. Mr. Fleet up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fleet. Hope you're doing well. Hadn't seen or talked to you in it's been a little while, but it hadn't been that long. But again, I hope you're doing well there, young man. Let's go back and see if Mr. Robert, KD4SRR, is back. Robert, you back?
I guess I am. But anyway, I don't know how far I got, but the 10-meter with the old CB antenna picks up pretty good. And I went ahead and keyed it on 28 350, and did a little whistle thing, and it seemed to be okay. I don't know that my Tintec is putting out as much as it should, but that'll come a day. You know, I have to go back and check exactly see what the AM output was on that thing. I think it was 25, so if it is, then it's reading about right. So that's pretty much what it was. This is KD4SRR, back to net control.
Robert, well, I got down to what the heck, and then you dropped out, and I waited for you to come back and didn't hear anything, so I went ahead and asked for check-ins, and then I came back to you. But 25 watts sounds about right on AM for all of them. They're normally set up for about that on AM. They don't normally go much higher than that. Now, there's some of them that do, but most of them are right around 25. But I wish you a whole lot of luck, and that meter sounds like it's working relatively close. I wouldn't throw it in the garbage. I'd hang on to it and see what happens with the next go-round. But you take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, Robert. We'll do it again, I hope. You have a great evening. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Next up is Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, over there in Campobello. Mr. Chad, how was your day there, young man? NUE, Chad, your turn on the stump. You there?
Yes, this is a KD4SRR. You dropped out again. You're way well, not as bad as it was before, but you're, maybe it's the repeater. It just got, it's not very loud.
There, Robert, I changed transceivers. How's this one sound?
Much better.
Well, maybe it was me. I don't know. We'll try this one for a little bit and see what happens. KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, your turn on the stump.
Hey, Gary. Can I have a radio check, please?
No, you perfect there, Chad.
991 just stumbled. I don't like that. Good evening, Gary. How are you tonight, sir?
Good. Seems like, I don't know if we're having trouble with the repeater tonight or if it's my radios or what, but Robert said my power dropped out on this other one that I was talking on, so I swapped radios and all of that. But my day went well. I was working on that 441A and got it fixed, and I put it back together, and it actually snapped. I heard it click, and it's working like a brand new one now.
Good deal. Glad you got it straightened out. got my power supply fixed today. I went over to a friend's house, and he showed me how to do some testing and gave me a chip to put to replace in the power supply, and it came right online. So I got my meters adjusted with the, you know, with all meter, and tickled to death. I was surprised how far the meters were off, though, but I was able to get them adjusted right. And glad I learned a lot. So got it up and running, and I'm I'm tickled to death, so I'll put it back in service.
Got that that voltage regulator chip, you take it out and put the new one in and everything started working in, right?
That was hesitant. I didn't think that would do it. But when I flipped the switch, it, you know, came right online, started humming, and can't argue with that. I got everything adjusted and cleaned everything while I was in there. I'm still not sure why. I got a couple of the resistors are alpha tolerance. They're not bad, but they are out. It's not affecting anything. It's just, I'm just trying to figure out why a couple of them have drifted. And I guess just use over time, I guess, but, you know, it's bothering me a little bit.
Bet yourself when you get hot and cold, hot and cold, hot and cold, that, what does it do to you? And those resistors, you know, that, I don't know what the tolerance band is on them, but, you know, most of them are plus or minus 10%. So if, you know, if they fall within that category, I don't worry about them too much.
One of them's about, according to my math, about 18, which is 8% over the tolerance. And I'm just wondering if that's contributed to damage in the chip. What do you think about that? It's all on the same board. So I know it's got something to do with regulation. I don't know if RF gets in the chips and damages them, or they just go bad, or can a resistor being out of tolerance cause some of the chip damage?
I start off by saying that's the most common problem with those particular power supplies, is that voltage regulator IC chip. And then again, you know, it could be the manufacturer. You know, right now people are waiting on, you can't get radios because people can't get the chips, and you can't get cars because people can't get the chips. And, you know, I don't know about that, but in the long run, yeah, if a resistor or something like that being out of, you know, way out of tolerance, it will affect everything else in the circuit.
I ordered a board the other day. I'm just going to set it aside for a spare. This is running the way I want it to run, and I'm tickled with it. It's just, like I said, it's supposed to be in tolerance for a reason. I mean, it's working, but I'm just going to keep my eye on it. I'll load it up real good. I'll put a couple of radios on it and see what it does, but I'm just thinking that that may have contributed to it. I don't know. Two of them's out. One of them's 8% over what tolerance band says, and one of them's about 3% over. I ain't too worried about that one. But I don't know. I'll just keep an eye on it and see kind of what happens, I guess.
They don't put resistors in those things that are like the ones in your meter. Those in your meter are more precise than the ones in your everyday electronics. And the reason being is they want your test equipment to be a little more accurate than what you're checking. And then the material that they're made out of, and you know, it depends on a whole lot of different things. Who made them, when they were made, what they're made out of, you know, well, they just too many variables in there, but they're supposed to be close. You know, they're not supposed to be exact. They probably are supposed to be exact, but they're not. You know, they put them together, and if they work, they say, okay, we'll just go with that one. But like in your meter, you know, if you go in there and try to replace a resistor in your meter or something,
If it's not exact, then your meter's not going to be right.
The other thing is there's four power transistors in the back of it. And while I had it off, just flip them out. They come out pretty easy. One of them give me a little bit more difficult to get out. And like I said, a friend of mine showed me how to test them today. So I just run through all four of them while I had the thing apart. And one of them is got a different set of numbers. The three of them were pretty close, but one of them's not. It's out pretty good. So I'll take that as the law of averages. I'll say the three of them that are pretty close, those are the ones that's probably working correctly. And the fourth one is maybe fixing to go. Or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe the other three are going bad and this one's good. I'm not sure.